The best show. It's time for the best. The best show. It's time for the show. The best show. The best show. It's the best show. It's the best show. Hey, it's the best show. I forgot this part. It's the best show. Everybody's here. Dudio's here. And so is Mike. And so is Pat. It's the best show. It's the best show. Hey, it's the best show. It's the best show. Hey, it's the best. It's the best show. Hey, you. Listen to the best show. You know it's the best show. It's better than the rest of the shows. Because I've heard most of these shows. And they suck. I can't believe what passes for a podcast these days. A lazy theme, and they run it into the ground, but yet they're making piles of money, and I'm scrubbing toilets, and that's where we end up, but that's how it goes. What are you gonna do when you look? Wait, what is this part? You're still doing it after so many years. When you started, Bill Clinton was president. Now he's writing detective fiction set in the White House. And now you're still here, but one thing you realize is that you're better than ever. And you're still at least better than the rest of the pack. And that's all you need to be, is better than the rest, even if you're not the best. But I am the best. It's the best show. Wait, where is it now? Lost this. That was part. Okay, here we go. It's the best show. Best show. It's the best. The best show. Funnier than ever. And that's just the way it goes. And the other shows can all suck it. Because it's better. The best show. And we have fun with the callers too. And the numbers 201-332-3484. And you call in and you get screened by AP Mike. Oh, best show. Oh. Can you read my mind? Remember that part? Can you read my... Can you... What? He's not psychic. He's Superman. It's the best show. It's the best show. You've tried the rest, now try the best. Although what took you so long? We've been here forever. If you're finally trying it, I still welcome you through the door. It's the best. It's the best show, it's the best show, the best show, it's the best show, and we're gonna have fun tonight. The topic is do-overs. What's a do-over you'd like to have? I'll help you process the do-over in your life. You blew it once, we'll reenact the moment, and you'll be exercised. Best show. Now it's time to start the best show. Yeah, enough of that. Enough, I says. Less of that, more of this. Wait. Less of that, more of this. Yeah, it's the best show. What's up, everybody? Hey, welcome here. It's early June in 2018, and we are here doing the show for you tonight. Of nice night, June. We're going to have fun. The topic tonight on the best show, do-overs. What's a do-over? What's a thing you said or did, and you wish you didn't do it, and I'm going to help you get past it. We'll get past it. Work it out of your system. We'll maybe role play it. And then you get it behind you. And then you move on. That's because that's what we're all about here. Moving on, right? It's time to move on sometimes. And I'm going to tell you it's also time to call 201 1-800-332-3484. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of tonight's installment of the show, The Best Show. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Now I welcome you and tell you, let's play the theme music by Mr. and Mrs. Paycheck, the classic opening theme, and then the show will be underway, and then we'll have a great time, and then you turn around, and it's Wednesday. Let's do it! It's Best Show time. Everybody, welcome to The Best Show. Hi, my name's Tom. I'm the host of tonight's episode. How are you doing here? 2018, man. June of 2018, and we're still here, still doing it. Nice night. Got the whole crew here. Pat, how are you, Pat? Doing great. Mike, how are you? He's good. I like the honest answers. Pat's doing great. Mike's doing good. And I buy both of them. Dudio? Is he here? No. Okay. Duly noted. You guys always trying to make hay at Mike's expense. Pat's expense. Look, I'll say this. I love all three of you. All three of you. But Mike, you never forget this. This is from the bottom of my heart. You know I love Dudio. You know I love Pat. But you know what, Mike? Those two aren't fit to carry your jock. Never forget that. Okay? At 4 a.m, when it's all falling apart, don't call me. Yeah, don't bother me. What's that? Oh, you can call. This is here at the next day. No, you call. If you called, Mike, I'd pick up. You kidding? But see if this gets you through before you call. Make the call to me the last thing. Just say to yourself, those two aren't fit to carry my jock. And then see if that gets the guys to stop chasing you. Look, if you're being chased, call me, Mike. Don't make me laugh. Call first. Call the cops. What are you going to do? Call me? Take me 40 minutes to get out there. I got to find you. Should we pick a designated hiding spot for you in Bayonne? Like if you just say something like, caw-caw, right? Like if you call and then you just say like, caw-caw, then I'll just know. Like maybe there's like a park you're hiding in. That's right, the green quick check. Let's just assume that, Mike. If the bleep goes down, you and I meet at the green quick check in Bayonne. Okay? I'm telling you one thing. If you're coming in my car, you better not bring one of those weird oversized pickles. Like in the pouch. They sell them in like the... They're soaking in dill juice. I'll throw you in the pickle out. What do you have tonight? You have a Kirkland Light out there? Skipping that Kirkland Light. Didn't catch fire the way I thought it would. Is it really that bad? Try it for yourself. You know what? Maybe later tonight I'll have a Kirkland Light. Not while I'm driving. When I get home and I want to just sit back and enjoy, take some pride in completing another episode of The Best Show, I'll sit back, I'll proudly crack open a Kirkland Light. My dog, Gooden Poochie, will be staring at me. I'll give her a sip. No, I'm not giving my dog Kirkland. Okay, first reason I'm not giving my dog Kirkland Light is not that it's beer. It's that it's Kirkland Light. Second reason is that it's beer. See these maniacs, I just give my dog beer and pot smoke. It's like, stop. Dog's not asking for that. You should be thrown into a pet cage if that's how you're acting. Do that to your dog. Your dog should run the house. You can't control. Speaking of controlling things, that's not much of a segue. What do we just hear? Bonnie Prince Billy. From his album, Beware. What's that, going all the way back to 2009. Isn't that amazing? Already 2009 for that. On Drag City, dragcity.com. I was in Chicago. I got to take a tour of the Drag City offices. What a nice time that was. Great people. I thank them for their time, and they were very nice to me. At some point, people got to start being nice to me. Some point. It's not worth it. It's not worth it trying to not be nice to me. It's easier if you're just nice to me. I'm nice to you. Be nice to me. Like Todd Rundgren said, be nice to me. Remember when he said that? From one of his three good albums of the 45 he did. He did those three in a row that were great. No? Am I alone on that? What? Who's good here, Mike? Line four. My idea good or your idea good? Both of our. Well, this should be something else. Best Show, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Victoria in Orlando.
Victoria in Orlando. What's going on in Orlando tonight? Victoria.
Well, my husband and I are sitting here listening to the show, and we wanted to call and thank you for our Best Show sponsored date.
Hold on a second. Is this one of the new packs of, I sent out some money for people to go on dates. And you, Victoria, what is your husband's name?
His name is Thomas.
Yeah, I know this. I know the both of you. I know who you are. You're very nice people. I'm not saying it in an accusatory way. I know who you are. No, I know who you are. So tell me now, you went on a date for, what was it, your anniversary?
Our 30th wedding anniversary.
For your 30th wedding anniversary?
Yes.
And I bought you movie tickets, or the best show bought you movie tickets.
You did.
Now tell me.
And
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, you selected the film for us.
Now, what movie did I select for you to see on your 30th wedding anniversary date?
You selected The Book Club.
The Book Club. That's the movie that stars, let me see if I can name everyone, Jane Fonda, Mary Steenburgen, Diane Keaton.
Yep.
And Candace Bergen.
Perfect.
There you go. And they hear about this sexy new book, 50 Shades of Grey, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they read it, and then they deal with the ramifications of that, of this this sexy book entering their life. How was the movie?
Well, not that great.
What's that?
Not that great.
Not that great.
The actresses are all fantastic, but the movie's a little preposterous.
Yes, it was. So they go and they go and they read this book, and then the sexy book, 50 Shades of Grey. Right.
Exactly.
And then they
go
on
super hot and bothered.
Yeah, they get hot and bothered. They go on like. Would you say it's fair to say they go on sexploits?
It is very fair to say that.
Keep laughing, Mike. You're going to see The Book Club next. You're next. One for Book Club. That's like a thing where they press like the floor, like they have like the foot alarm at the movie theater. One for Book Club. Yes, sir, absolutely. And they quietly press the silent alarm that notifies the police. We got a code Book Club over here. Out of a small popcorn. You're kidding. Mike's like, Mike walks in with a garbage bag of candy like that guy in Seinfeld. He's buying the stuff at the Duane Reade. If a movie's not good, he pulls out the DVD, the bootleg DVD, and suggests they put that on. Why don't you guys, anybody want to watch Deadpool 2? I bought it for $3. And then silently the police come in the theater up the aisle, both sides of the aisle, as Mike sits there watching Book Club. Sir, we're going to, can we talk to you for a second, sir? Sir, we'd like to ask you a few questions, if you wouldn't mind. I know my rights. So on a scale of 1 to 10, you and your husband of 30 years, what would you give that?
We'd probably give it a 4.
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Yes.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
But was it a nice night out?
It's always a great night out with him.
Oh, that's nice. See, that's what I'm trying to show. It's not about the movie. It's about the activity, and you go out and you spend a night. And the best show believes in love. It's like Moulin Rouge up in this piece. We believe in love on the best show. And that's why if you're in on a, you want to go on a date with another Best Show listener, or you're going for your anniversary, I'll send you the movies. And then, but I pick the movie. That's the only thing. And I'm looking on Twitter right now, and I see some other sucker. No offense, sorry. Just went to go see the Melissa McCarthy movie I sent them to go see whatever that thing was called. What was that movie called?
I think it's Life of the Party.
Life of the Party. That's right. I sent two. The choices, the movies I was sending people to were either the Melissa McCarthy movie or Book Club or the Pope movie. There was like that movie the Pope put out. And so I think you got off easy. You didn't see the Pope movie.
I think so.
Can you imagine? Two for the Pope movie, please. For your anniversary. You'd go home and just fall asleep.
Well, we did try to wrap up the evening at Rockin' Brews, which is the Kiss restaurant.
Hold on a second now. You went to the Orlando, there's a Kiss restaurant.
There is.
Now, what is that like, this Kiss restaurant?
It's really loud. They usually have a cover band playing there, and they have cornhole and games like that out on the patio. But the amazing thing is we went there Saturday night at 9:30. Capacity of the restaurant is 500 people, and there was an hour wait to get in.
Oh, my God.
So we skipped it.
So they're making a ton of money. Kiss are making a ton of money on this thing.
Yep.
Could you imagine? And are they just playing Kiss music all the time at it?
No. I mean, not when I was there. We were only there for a few minutes.
They're terrible. Kiss are bad. That's bad music.
The restaurant does have a 9/11 memorial in front of it, which seems weird.
Seems cheap. Cheap sympathy. First thing that just like, it's like, if you want to put a 9/11 memorial up and you want it to be reverent, then you do that. It seems weird to do that at a place where people are going to be walking around with the onion ring grease all over their face. Right?
Exactly.
Nobody's reverent at that thing. They're drunk on these tropical drinks. They're listening to songs about the Christine 16, songs about child abuse, basically. And then you're supposed to be irreverent for the fallen people of 9/11. What?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? That's sick. Shut it down. Best Show protest. Kiss restaurant. Mike, go to the train station. You're getting the Amtrak down to lead the... You and Pat, putting you in a roomette together. You and Pat are going down. Me and Dudio are running from back here. Now I'm changing. Dudio and Mike, go down. Now I'm changing. Dudio and Pat. Me and Michael running from back here. Well, look, happy anniversary. I'm glad you had a good time seeing Book Club.
And thanks again. Have a great night.
You too. Have a great evening.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Nice person. Got an email from, I saw Mike put a thing up on Twitter. He bought a banjo or something. Did you buy it? A banjo came into Mike's. Mike owns a banjo now, a 5-string banjo. Why don't we do a thing together? Right? You could read. We'll start playing shows. I'll get an acoustic guitar. I could, because I only know like a few chords. Do you know anything on the banjo? Do you know anything on the banjo? Nothing. You want, don't make dueling banjos your first thing. Let's just learn some basic boom, boning, bunkadong, bunkadong, bunk, right? And I'll learn some chords. We could play all over the place. We'll just start doing shows. We can make money. You could really learn a lot that way.
Right?
For the turnstiles. Me and Mike, busking. What if we start busking? In the subway, stinking it up down there. Some actual talented guys down there playing. And we're down there, we're awful. But what we'll do is we'll get like really loud. We'll get like a really good sound system. Like good mini amps. We'll drown out like good musicians. We'll be completely incompetent. But we'll be 10 times as loud. I'm telling you. I think we got to. You got to get a little. I can't go. I'll learn a little bit. I'll get a little good on the guitar, Mike. You got to learn something on the banjo, though. You got to bring something to the table. Can't just be your charm. We can't always skate by on your charm, Mike. Learn some licks, yeah. Like how in your mind you think you're going to be like bump bump bump, like you think you're Earl Scruggs. I guess I started playing when he was 4. Who else is good here, Mike? Hi, Best Show.
Hi, this is Jack from Ann Arbor.
Jack from Ann Arbor. What's going on in Ann Arbor tonight, Jack?
Well, this is Jeff, but not much. Just
Jeff
relaxing.
From Ann Arbor.
Night.
What's going on in Ann Arbor tonight, Jeff?
Slow night. I'm just doodling, listening to the Best Show. It's relaxing.
Best band out of Ann Arbor? You can say it. Say it,
Jeff. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Sure. Iggy and the Stooges.
What? Of course it's Iggy and the Stooges. Second best band?
Second best band? I don't know. I mean, I think the Stooges. Let's see. No, I don't know. You got me stumped. I know my local bands, but, you know, they're not very well known, right?
What about Laughing Hyenas?
I'll have to check them out.
Yeah, you should check them out. That's I'm making sure they're from there. That's a great band.
Okay.
Hold on. Laughing Hyenas band. Make sure they're from Ann Arbor.
No, no, you're right. Ann Arbor, 1985, Touch and Go.
Yeah, that's the real deal, man.
All right.
Learn the history of your town, right?
Fair enough. Yeah.
Right? Where are the MC5 from?
Well, they're Detroit. Most people go to Detroit, so, like, it's hard to holler for Ann Arbor.
Okay. Lincoln Park, they're from, it says.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Where is Lincoln Park? I'm going to assume, like, near Detroit. I don't know the suburbs or the area around it so well. Yeah.
All right. All right, buddy.
Yeah.
So what's going on tonight? What led you to the Best Show on this thing?
Well, I've been listening for years. I mean, when I was in Korea, it kept me sane. Not the war, but I was over there for a while. But, yeah, no, I called in for the topic tonight.
The topic being the do-over. What's a do-over for you?
Yes, there's one I wish I could do over. I'll be quick. Let's see. In my 20s, I had a summer sublet, and I rented out a spot, and there was no parking. You had to fight for parking. And so I had gone for a run, and I came back, and I had to get to work, shower up, all that. And there's a house next door with an empty lot, just like, wide open.
You better not be the e-cigarette. You better not be the e-cigarette for leg guy.
No. I've heard about him, but I haven't heard him call. I've been
bad news.
Yeah.
He's a bad fella.
No, that's not me. I heard the super cut, though. My friend pointed me to like a 5-minute cut of that guy.
Yeah.
And
so you park your car. Don't worry. You park your car.
Right. Okay. So I run in, take a shower, get ready for work, run back out, and I encounter the landlord of the place where I parked the car. And he says, "What's your car doing on the lot? It doesn't belong here. This is my property. Get it out of here." And for some reason, something just flipped in me. And instead of saying, "Yep, you're right, I'm leaving," I just escalated it. I said, you know, it started with like, "Well, what's the big deal? There's all this room." But it got to the point where we were just screaming obscenities at each other, just like the worst public.
Without saying the bad word, what's the first thing? What did you say to him? Go bleep yourself?
The first one or like the
first time,
like,
you say, yeah, what's the big deal?
Yeah, along those lines, but it ended up with like you effing see, like,
and he probably
that
goes,
kind
it's
of
my
like,
effing property. That's what the big deal is.
Yeah, yeah, and it was just like it was kind of a contest.
And
to,
then
like,
you go, keep your effing pants on.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Then he goes, right. Then it's just off to the races.
Yes, it just escalated to the point where we were screaming for 2 minutes. Just the foulest words
people watching.
Thankfully, no. I think, you know, then surely people in the houses heard it because it was that loud, but no, I didn't notice any witnesses to this. But, you know, it wasn't long after I drove to work that I realized that that guy is the landlord. I'm going to be living directly next to him, seeing him every day for months. Mm-hmm. As I rented that place. So I regretted it then, and I regret it now, because I know it brought out the worst in me. So, yeah,
worst, and you kind of bubble up to the surface. So here's what we'll do.
Yeah.
You ready?
Sure.
I'll be the guy. You're you. You park. You run in. Hey! You can't park there!
All right, I'm going to do this right. I was only there for 5 minutes, you know, there's a lot of room here.
It's not my problem. I don't care how much room is there. It's my thing. You can't park there. If I let you park there, everybody's going to park there.
Yeah, fair enough. My name's Jeff. I live next door, but you own this place. I respect that. I won't park here again. Like that.
Yeah, just don't do it. Yeah.
Fair enough.
There you go.
Because he wasn't really a jerk. I think neither of us wanted to go to that place.
How's that feel, Jeff? Does that feel a little better?
Yeah, it felt cathartic. Thank you.
Is this guy still there?
I assume so, yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Some might say you contact him and you do things, but you know what I'm going to say? It's not worth it. You have to explain the whole thing and it's going to make more weirdness.
No, yeah, we made amends, like over the course of the summer, we'd give each other the nod. Like, okay. I never actually apologized for
it,
but we kind of made eye contact.
He gives you the nod. You both know you blew your gaskets.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, you did it.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
How you doing, Mike? Pat? Great. Dudio? Great. Oh. Dudio's great. Two greats and a good. I'll take it. Mike, remember what I said. Not fit to carry your jock. Best show, hi.
Hey, Mr. Chaplin, Tom, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Who's this?
Avalanche Bob. Things going good, Tom?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. Yes, thanks for asking, Avalanche Bob. Now, this is for people who don't know this guy.
Ultimate Universe, catch me on, huh?
What's that now?
The Ultimate Universe? Because I've got a friend from an alternate universe who'd like to talk to you.
Someone from an alternate universe wants to talk to you?
Yeah, Avalanche Rocky, and he is mad. And he, in fact, he's furious. And he's got a song that he'd like to sing that he wants me to put on my next album.
You know what's that now?
Avalanche Rocky from Alternate Universe 2431 in the Quantum Galaxy, speaking through intergalactic communications, he's mad as hell of what's going on.
Hold on. Wait, where'd he go? Where'd he go? What? That's weird. Best show, hi.
What?
Gone.
Hi, this is Kat from Raleigh.
Kat from Raleigh. What's up, Kat?
Well, I was going to call in anyway just to give you an update on what's been going on with me, but it turns out I do have one for the topic anyway, but I'll give you the update first.
Let's do the, what's the update? How'd you do with your school stuff?
I found out I got what's called a conditional pass, which means I didn't fail, but I'm going to have to, like, there's apparently, I had to write, like, 4 essays, and one of them was, like, not quite up to snuff, so they're going to give me a new prompt, and I have to write a new essay, but they're going to give me a whole month to do it, so that'll be better, because the others I had to write each for one day.
You know what? You got a month, you write the thing, you do it great, you're going to be fine. It's better than no. You got a maybe.
Yeah.
Turn the maybe
into yes. Most of the maybes
yes
turn into yeses. I've never heard of anyone who got this maybe that turned into a no.
Yeah, now you turn it into a yes. You can do this.
Yeah. Also, I had a great time in Europe. I'm still a little dopey from the jet lag. I woke up at 6 a.m. this morning, and I thought, oh, geez, I hope coming back from Europe doesn't turn me into a morning person.
Well, who knows? Stranger things have happened. You might start being at the crack of dawn now.
But then I'd fall asleep before the best show came on, and that would make me very sad.
Well, you know, but you'll hear the birds sing in the morning. It's like the morning version of the best show.
Yeah.
So what do you have for the topic? What do you have for the topic, Kat? I want to hear your thing for a do-over. What do you have?
Well, over the years, I've torpedoed a lot of friendships with being a big mouth. And some of them weren't very close friendships, just sort of casual acquaintances. And I guess I sort of brushed that off by thinking, if they're that put off by me being blunt, then they probably wouldn't have been that good a friend to me anyway. But one that really hurt was, about this time last year, I torpedoed a friendship it was an old college friend. I was staying over at her place, and then one morning, a few days, she just straight up told me to hit the bricks. Like, get out of where she was staying, or rather her place. And she didn't tell me why. I haven't had any contact with her since. I wrote an apology letter and just assumed that would be the last I never have contact with her, but I have a sneaking suspicion that the reason why she decided to end her friendship rather abruptly was because sometimes, like in the time before that, this was back where, and like still living in the town, like in Ithaca, where we all went to college, and at times, once in a blue moon, best show caller Elena from Ithaca, who is also my best friend and one-time girlfriend, she'd been having a rough go of it a lot of times, but she was hard to get in touch with. Sometimes I would call get in touch with my friend who lived in the town and ask on if she could do a check on them, even though they weren't really that good of friends with each other. But I think she may have thought, like, in the end, that I was using her as a means to an end rather than, like, valuing herself as a friend. And now I feel like a real jerk because, like, if someone did that to me, I would tell them to hit the bricks, too.
Well, then this is the stuff that happens. This is the stuff. It's the hard part of friendships and relationships is that sometimes it's the head's butt and things get misread or misinterpreted, and then you suddenly end up in someone's outside looking in. Happens to me. I got a group of people. They don't talk to me. They talk to everybody else, not me. Not me. Happens to everybody, Kat.
But when it happens repeatedly, it's hard to not think that you're the problem.
Well, then the only thing you can do for that is to do some self-evaluation and figure out what you could do better the next time you're in similar situations.
Yeah.
You think you take your share, take your share of what it is, and nobody's blameless in these things, so, but you own your share of it.
Yeah. It's just that, like, I feel like I've been just behind the curve on a lot of social niceties for my whole life, and so I wind up like a bull in a china shop.
If you're working on it, that's the best you can do.
Aw, thanks.
So you do the best you can do, and that's kind of it. That's it. That's all anybody can do, the best you can do. If you know you're doing the best you can do, you kind of, that's where you kind of end up. And that's you're doing all right if you do that. If you honestly feel like I'm doing the best I can with this, I'm trying, that's it. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, it's just that sometimes I think, like, I'm too old for this crap.
You sound like a you're in a cop movie.
No, but I mean, like, the mistakes I make seem like the mistakes that, like, little kids who don't know any better would do, and not someone who's pushing 30.
Yeah, don't worry. I feel the same way. Feel the same way. I'm not pushing 30 no more.
Huh.
All right, I got every line lit up, Kat.
Every line lit up.
But look, you're doing all right. You take this thing, you redo the essay, you take some stock of yourself, some self-inventory. You're doing all right.
Thanks.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
All the best. Bye. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Steven from West Virginia.
Steven from West Virginia. Studio country. That's studio country.
Yeah.
Grew up in West Virginia.
Is
that studio?
Virginia.
Where'd you grow up? Southwest Virginia, the state of Virginia. Okay. So you and Studio are from the same state. So.
Children of the Civil War.
There you go, yes. So what's going on tonight, bro? And yeah, I'm not going to give you the Steven thing on it. You wanted it too much.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll remember that next time.
What's up,
Chief? Not much. I've been really getting into that old Joe Pera and Connor O'Malley stuff lately.
Yeah, no, it's the best thing ever. It's Joe Pera show. It's the best show on television.
I love that I could watch it with my grandparents, and they're just waiting for it to be vulgar. And it just never happens.
Atlanta Ends, my favorite show ever. And what starts, just like a gift from the sky, Joe Pera starts. Back to back.
That guy's unreal.
Yeah. We got to get him in here. I've asked him to come in multiple times.
Please do that.
He's coming in. Well, bug him on Twitter. Tell him to come next week.
Connor was on the show and like...
Look, Connor we can get. Connor, I could throw a rock and hit Connor.
I'll tweet him. Let's get him on the show.
No, I love both. I want both of them in here.
Okay. Joe Firestein.
Right, and Joe, look, Joe's been here before. Joe's harder to get. Both Joes are hard to get. Connor's a little bit of an easier get. Right? It's harder to get AP Mike here than it is to get Connor O'Malley.
Wow.
Look, buddy, I'm glad you are enjoying it. Joe Pera show is my favorite show. I'll say to you one thing. Steven? There you go. Now, goodbye. Leave me alone. Best show, hi.
This is Royden Ziegler of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Very, very formal. Royden Ziegler of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. How are you tonight, Roy?
Well, I'm pretty damn miffed, Tom.
Yeah.
As both a U.S. citizen and a Philadelphian, I am appalled by what happened at the White House today.
Yeah. I assume this is all regarding all the Trump canceling the meeting with the Philadelphia Eagles after winning.
Absolutely. Yeah. Look, Tom, I don't usually get political, but this was just egregiously offensive. The lack of respect for a champion, a true winner, who proved all year that nobody's better. It's just terrible what happened.
I could not agree more.
I don't think I've ever seen a sitting president get so disrespected. I'm appalled, frankly.
Wait, you're talking about the... I thought you were talking about the Eagles. But you're appalled that how Trump has been treated?
Absolutely. The disrespect the president has been shown by these players, the Democrats, and especially the lamestream media, has been unprecedented. Luckily, President Trump turned lemons into lemonade by turning today's event into a glorious celebration of America. And to the man who called out during the president's speech today, you should be in jail, sir. And for the record, the president did not forget the words to God Bless America. He knows that song backwards and forwards. Why, he practically wrote it. No, sir, the president was busy plotting his next and ultimate victorious moves in the upcoming North Korean summit. And to any haters who say President Trump doesn't have the absolute right to pardon himself, well, we'll see who's laughing lastly when this is all said and done.
Hey, Roy, why are you talking the way you're talking? It sounds like you're reading from a script or something.
I don't know what you're talking about. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to visit the restroom.
Okay. Visiting the restroom.
Hey, it's me.
Roy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know it's you. I know it's you. Why are you... You sound a little more normal now. Why are you being so weird?
Well, I'm at the White House.
You're at the White House?
Yes! You know, the house from Independence Day, only it ain't been blown up yet.
Yeah, the White House. Yeah, I know the house from Independence. It's also known as the White House.
Yeah, so, it's where political stuff happens.
Yeah.
For the last couple years or so.
So what's going on?
Look, President Trump was standing right next to me, and in order to get in his good graces, you know, I told him I was going to voice my outrage on a major East Coast radio show. And, you know, obviously that last part was a big lie. Uh-huh. You know, your show being huge, I mean.
Yeah, no,
it's not huge.
Sure, no, I get, don't worry. I get your zone. Yeah. So did you actually go to that dumb, celebration of America thing that Trump had to hold to save face after the whole thing of canceling on the Eagles?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
But the last time we spoke, I believe it was the last time we spoke, if I recall correctly, you are actually on the Philadelphia Eagles now after kicking the winning field goal in the Super Bowl. If you were on the team, then you wouldn't have been invited to the White House today.
Yeah, I am.
Right?
I'm not on the team no more.
What's that?
I'm not on the team no more.
You're not on the team no more.
No.
I mean, training camp is still like just... That's like a ways away, right?
Yeah.
So, how did you get kicked off the team this early?
They caught me doing celebratory donuts on the field.
Okay. I mean, that's not a good thing. But I would think it would be the kind of thing that could get kind of... They wouldn't consider that like a huge... You know, no turning back kind of deal. I mean, I guess I would chalk that up to like team spirit, maybe, right?
I don't think trying to tell you, Mr. Bradley.
I can't understand you.
I also tried to sell the Vince Lombardi trophy to Bradley Cooper.
So you stole the Super Bowl trophy, the Lombardi trophy.
Right.
And you tried to sell it to actor and Eagles super fan Bradley Cooper.
Right.
But, I mean, that trophy's going to be missed.
Pretty recognizable.
Yeah, nobody's going to forget what happened, forget about it, right?
Well, I had that all covered. I had an exact replica made. I'm serious. You couldn't tell them apart. Unfortunately, it started to melt in the trophy case.
which one melted, the replica?
Yeah.
So it started to melt. But so what was it made out of?
Ice cream cake. Why?
So the your perfect replica of the Lombardi trophy that you were trying to sell.
Right.
You couldn't be bothered to make it out of anything more durable than ice cream cake.
Have you seen what these cats are doing with ice cream cakes nowadays? It's amazing.
The most impressive ice cream cake is still made out of ice cream.
See, I didn't think that was true until it went in the cab, in the case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I figured, like, yeah, everything's space age now.
Yeah, that doesn't.
I figured stuff like that wouldn't melt now.
That doesn't. Roy, it's ice cream.
Okay, I know that now. I couldn't even eat none of it. It was melted. It was a puddle.
In the case, the Eagles.
Well, it dripped down on the floor too, and all over some vintage Eagles uniforms.
Yeah. So now those are stained.
Horrifically stained.
Yeah. It's, well, what happened with Bradley Cooper? Because did he end up buying the real trophy?
No, that nozzle alerted Coach Peterson, and then all hell broke loose. And I'll tell you, I only averted jail time because it would have been so embarrassing to the Eagles if this thing was made public.
Mm-hmm. About stealing the, yeah.
And the cake.
Sure, yeah.
And the dripping.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The stains.
And the stains, and the, yeah.
It's like one thing after another with me, right?
Yeah,
I never noticed it before tonight.
It really is one thing after another with you, Roy.
Yep.
So how did you end up getting invited to the White House then?
Well, you know, I was one of the only notable Philadelphians who would go to that thing. Julius Erving, Mike Schmidt, Kurt Vile, M. Night Shyamalan, Tom Kiefer, Schoolie D, Ben Franklin the Ninth, all 20 guys in the war on drugs. They all said no.
Mm-hmm. But, and don't take this the wrong way, Roy, you have a pretty checkered, like a pretty sordid past, and I don't know how on earth you'd even get past like security clearance to get into the White House.
Oh, you wouldn't believe how lax this place is. They have two Cub Scouts guarding the front gates.
There's two Cub Scouts are guarding the front gates to the White House.
Yeah, Chandler and Skyler, good kids.
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah. So you got to know them a little bit?
Oh yeah, yeah. We tossed a little tennis ball around. I carry a tennis ball sometimes. Is that a crime?
To carry? No, it's not actually. No.
Sometimes I get down and I roll my. I have lower back problems. And I'll get on my back, and then I'll put the tennis ball under my back, and I'll roll around on that. Kind of alleviate some tension. You should try it sometimes. You're very tense.
Yeah, you know, I do get tense. That's true. I do. I can get tense from time to time.
Get a tennis ball.
You think that'll do it?
It may change your life. You never know until you try.
Well, that's actually some practical, very. Very kind of simple advice.
And here you are thinking I'm just a cake melter.
Well, you are a cake melter, but you're more than just a cake melter. How about that?
I want that on my tombstone.
More than just a cake melter?
No, he was more than just a cake melter.
Oh, you want he was more than just a cake melter.
Well, what just isn't going to say just a cake melter?
I don't know. I don't never written a tombstone before.
Oh, I have.
You've written tombstones before.
What are my side gigs?
You write like a kind of you come up with the ultimate phrase to sum up someone's life.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like say, like the other day, my neighbor Wilt. He, his aunt died, and you know, I said, what was her deal? I knew her a little bit. I didn't like her.
Uh-huh.
And so he told me a little bit, and, you know, nothing really impressed me. My main memory of her is at this wedding I went to, she was there, and she kind of danced like she had like a stick up her butt.
Sure, yeah.
Like just like wound too tight. So I just wrote that on the thing, on the tombstone.
You wrote what?
What I just said, I probably can't say it again.
And she danced like she had a stick?
Yeah.
And there's no clearing that with the cemetery?
No. Oh, I do the etching, too. I carve them.
All right,
I carve them and I carve them over to the graveyard.
I had no idea. I guess.
I'm a graveyard carter.
Roy, you are an interesting guy.
He did it all.
Well, maybe you put that next to he was more than a cake melter.
I better order a bigger headstone.
Yeah. He was more than just a cake melter, .. He did it all.
Writes itself.
Yeah? Well, you just wrote it. Those are your words.
We wrote it together.
We did, yes.
Like Lemon and McCartney.
How about that? Roy, we wrote your tombstone together.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So, the things you were saying at the beginning of the call,
right,
about being how offended you were by the way, like, Trump's been treated and all that. I mean, did you actually mean any of that?
Oh, my God, no. Of course not. I'll tell you, other than his affinity for two fillet of fishes a day, I don't agree with Trump in any way, shape, or form. And I stand by my former teammates.
Uh-huh.
But like I said, you know, Trump was right over my shoulder, so I had to praise him unmerciful.
Uh-huh. Well, but Roy, if you don't agree with him in any, like, way, shape, or form, why did you even go to the White House?
Because I'm playing him.
You're playing President Trump.
Yep.
Like, the way, when you say play him, you're not talking like Alec Baldwin playing him. You're talking like the way Roy would play someone.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't do a dead-on perfect imitation of him like Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, there's times I can't tell them apart.
I think it's the mouth pucker that is just so
it's the mouth
right pucker. On.
I think it's the grunting, the way Alec Baldwin has boiled Trump's impression down to, let me tell you something. Look here, I am... I don't know what... It sounds like he's doing a character from The Wizard of Oz.
I thought you were doing Bruno Sammartino.
He almost is doing like a wrestler, just saying like, look here, Mean Gene, I am trying to tell you, I am now President of the United States.
It's the mouth pucker that really sells it, I think.
Yes, because that's whenever anybody does a drawing of this guy, they always draw that mouth pucker and... It's the it's the thing he was famous for forever. That
it's true. They called him the Puckerer.
Like, yeah, because he was. People always said, like, it looks like he just was sucking on a lemon. Like, what's up with the? Wait, who's running for president? The guy with the mouth pucker.
That's right. Well, yeah, back in the 80s, Spy used to refer to him as the lemon puckered vulgarian.
Yeah, I think it's great that Alec Baldwin created a trait that was not there before.
It's true. Oh, hey, maybe you can answer me this now, while we're on topic. Does there exist a photo of Alec Baldwin and his wife walking their children that doesn't feature Alec Baldwin just looking at his phone? Because I've not seen one.
There's got to be one.
Maybe you can ask your listeners to sleuth one out.
All right, that sounds like a call to the listeners. They can sleuth out a photo of Alec Baldwin walking with his wife and child where he isn't hypnotized by his phone.
That's right. Oh, but you were asking
about playing.
How I'm playing him.
Yeah, you're playing Donald Trump.
Yeah, I play him the same way everybody does, by following the first rule of getting ahead in Trump world.
Uh-huh.
Nothing else matters as long as you flatter.
Uh-huh. Well, what would be an example of that?
Well, like today, all day, you know, I was just buttering them up, you know, like saying stuff like, Mr. President, you are a true winner, a genius of the highest caliber. Don't listen to what them losers in the media are saying. You're not tearing the country apart with your constant claims of fake news. You haven't told 3,000 proven untruths since taking office. You're not tearing this country apart by prizing personal loyalty and self-interest above what's right for this country and all of humanity, for that matter. The walls are definitely not closing in on you even more than usual as of yesterday's announcement that Manafort's bail is going to be revoked, and then he's probably going to flip on you to save his own skin, the exact same way Cohen will. And these Twitter fools who take you to task for writing at the level of a fourth grader, they're just jealous they weren't born rich. They're jealous they didn't get bailed out of financial ruin by the state of New Jersey after they ran their casino into the ground. Stuff like that.
Sure. Now, those sound pretty, especially the last couple of sound pretty sarcastic. He has to, like, pick up on that, right?
He never does. That's what's so fun about hanging out with him. You can say anything as long as it's like wrapped in the slightest bit of compliment. He's like the dumbest dog you ever met.
Uh-huh.
It's so fascinating to be right next to him and to watch him up close. You know, like on TV, it's like he's trying his best to appear to be a normal person. Like he's not really sure how to stand or sit even.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
It's more extreme up close. He actually verbally coaches himself on how to behave. You can hear him say stuff like, fold the hands, stop shifting. You've seen how they do it. Come on, Donald. I'm wondering if he might be an alien.
You mean like from another planet?
I think it's possible.
Huh.
Have you noticed that his expression is always that of a man who's wondering if he's about to be caught?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is that weird kind of bobbing. He does a little bit of bobbing that kind of feels like that.
And like he's wondering, okay, I might get caught. I wonder what it's going to be like when I do get caught. What's prison going to be like? I don't know. Can't be too bad, right?
So if you're playing him...
Yeah.
What's the end game, Roy? What?
All right, you strapped in?
Yeah.
Okay. If all goes to plan, you're talking to the next ambassador to Roxborough Stan.
Oh, I can feel, yeah. Okay. Well, let me ask you, Roy, is there a current ambassador to Roxborough Stan?
No.
Uh-huh. And is that because there isn't a Roxborough Stan?
I'll tell you something. You're smarter than Trump.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he already wrote me a fat check for the poor displaced people of Roxborough Stan.
Uh-huh. And so he wrote a big check. Who did he make this check out to?
Me, Royden Ziegler. See, I told Trump, because of the massive dust storms and the subsequent lightning strikes of post-megatopical storm Rhoda, all the power stations in Roxborough Stan got knocked out.
Uh-huh.
And they need funds so bad. So I told him, I need a fat check to cash here in D.C., and then I'd bring all that money back to Roxborough Stan and get things back on track. And he was real skeptical at first, but then I told him that we were going to erect a giant statue of one of his giant overcoats. And then his eyes just kind of glazed over and his pen came out.
Sure. Well, that Roy, that's criminal. That's...
Oh, no, it ain't. I ain't doing nothing that Trump ain't done. Yeah, everyone's saying, oh, you know, Trump, he's not stupid. He's playing 3D chess.
Yeah.
Well, I'm playing 6D Batmanin.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to figure this out now. 3D chess,
yeah.
You said. But if you're playing something, you're playing 6D.
Six-dimensional.
Yeah.
Batmanin,
and I'm assuming that's backgammon?
Wait, what's it called?
Backgammon.
Spell it. Like B-A-C-K?
Yeah, B-A-C-K-G-A-M-M-O-N. I think that's how it's spelled.
I thought it was Batmanin.
No, it's not Batmanin.
I thought it was this game that Adam West invented.
No, that's not a, no, Adam West did not invent a casino game.
Oh, my, did Michael Keaton invent it?
I don't think any of the Batmans invented
Val it. Kilmer?
No, I don't think it was Val Kilmer either.
Oh.
Not, yeah, no Batmans invented it.
Okay. Well, look, anywho, I figure just a few more rounds of butter the Trump, and he'll give me that ambassadorship, uh-huh. And then after I excel at that, I'll be governor of Pennsylvania. After that, president. After that, intergalactic emperor. After that, galactic emperor. After that...
You gotta stop, Roy. Stop. No, intergalactic emperor?
Yeah, and then galactic.
And then galactic, okay. So, okay, I don't even know if the one's bigger than... You gotta stop.
I can't stop. I'm going for as much as I possibly can, the maximum yield.
No, this is gonna end up very badly, Roy. This is gonna end up with you going to federal prison.
No, it ain't. Look, I'm following the number one rule of gambling. You win by doubling down when you're ahead. Thrusters set to max.
Uh-huh. Well, no, that's not exactly how you win. You win when you get your winnings and you walk away with the winnings.
Walk away? What? That's not what they say at Sugar House.
Sugar House. Okay, yes. That's the Sugar House is the casino in Philadelphia. If anybody was worried that there wasn't a casino literally in Philadelphia now, your fears, you go put those fears to bed because there's a casino in Philadelphia now, Sugar House.
It's 24 hours, and I'll tell you, man, I think kids should go to it before they go to school in the morning.
Now, that's bad advice to go to. No, kids, you think kids should go to the Sugar House Casino before school?
Very good donuts there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they probably have milk, too.
I'm sure they have milk and donuts.
Yeah. Hey, look, I gotta go. Eric and me are going to have a nut punch competition on the White House roof.
Uh-huh. Okay, Eric Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, good.
He's not as dumb as they portray him to be.
Uh-huh.
But he's pretty dumb.
Uh-huh. Well, good luck with your competition there.
Oh, I don't need no luck. See, I shoved a presidential candy bowl down the front of my jeans, and when he punches me, he's going to powder his fist.
Great. Yeah. You, Roy, you got it all figured out.
Hey, don't call me Roy.
Uh-huh. What am I supposed to call you then?
Mr. Galactic Emperor.
I'm not calling you Mr. Galactic Emperor.
Later days, Tom. All right, Aaron, get ready.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. Oh, my God. Guy's playing with fire, Mike. Playing with fire. He's got a lot going his way. Roy Ziegler, Philly boy Roy. But one thing I know he don't have. Kurt Vile and Courtney Barnett never wrote a song and put his name in the lyrics like they did for me.
Chinese rock and roll. She's up, you will, you know. And I'm busting out of my seam, if you know what I mean, because I'm getting old.
Kurt Vile, Courtney Barnett from the album from last year. Came out on the Matador Records. That's called Lot of Sea Lice. On Matador Records. KV, Courtney Barnett's got a record out now. I haven't heard it yet. KV's coming playing next week. Jersey City, Asbury Park. I might take the show off next week. I don't know. It's next Tuesday in Asbury Park. I might take it off. Go see KV. We'll maybe do the show on another night. Or maybe I'll take a week off because I ain't done that and had a week where I wasn't doing nothing. We'll figure it out. I'm tired, guys. Tired. I ain't complaining, but I'm tired. Could maybe use a week, but we'll see. We'll see. You will always be the first to know. Matter or Records. Great album. KV. Love him, Mike, right? KV's my guy. Jello Man's your guy. Now, can you guys come in here, all three of you? Please. Here. Pat, Dudio, and Mike. All three of you. No, it's good. It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Not a bad thing. So, what do you think of when you think of, because it's now June, right? Right?
Right.
Right? It's June. It's getting, weather's getting a little warmer, right?
That's true. This is, yeah. Right.
What's the kind of thing you think of when you think of like a summer night? What do you like to do?
Oh, man.
Play Spotlight.
Play Spotlight, okay. Don't know what that is.
Chase fireflies.
Chase fireflies. No.
Running through some fresh cut grass.
Yeah, no.
I love that one. That one's good.
What would you think? What would you, what, you know, it's always a fun memory for me in the summer. You get in the car, right? You get, where do you go, Mike?
Drive-in.
No, not to the drive-in. They don't make those anymore. Where do you go?
There's a couple left.
Where do you go?
Oh, Carvel.
Carvel. That's right. Yeah. Ice cream. Right?
Ice cream.
Summertime ice cream.
Yeah.
Well, my friends, I have an exciting thing for the three of you.
Mm-hmm.
Pat's going to take you guys for ice cream right now.
Really?
Right now.
Yep. The right car now? Is right outside. I got the coveted door spot.
Where is there?
You're
going to
find out.
I don't think they're open this late.
Don't worry.
It's not Carvel.
It's not Carvel.
Magic Mountain. Bayonne.
Or calm down.
Oh, I do like Magic Mountain. Yeah, that's a good.
I don't think
it's
they're open.
It's a soft ice cream. I don't think it's open yet, though.
No, it's open.
Oh, it's open?
I don't think it's open this late, though.
Here you go. Thanks. I want change.
Okay.
Go.
All
right. All right. Let's do it, guys.
All three of you. Going for ice cream.
So open phones right now.
Call me on the hotline.
Okay, we'll call
you. When you're out and about.
So no call screener.
No call screener. These calls have been screened.
This,
okay. I'll handle it. You guys enjoy. This is a little thing to just say. I love all three.
High five Sunday.
We'll
banana
see.
Split.
Banana split.
No, just bring me a bottle of water. Rum bring me raisin. A big bottle of water. Like one of those big bottles of water.
Pecan.
All right, we'll see. Just call me. Just call me. Thanks. Get out. They're gone. How about that? Sending the Best Show crew for ice cream. You know why? Because I like them. I think I'm too hard on these guys sometimes. Think I'm too hard on them. Let them go get a nice ice cream cone. And you get whatever you want. Get whatever you want. Just don't get things that you're packing and putting in your freezer. Okay? This is not to be stockpiled. This is not a stockpile opportunity. There they go, the three guys getting ice cream. Best Show, hi.
Hi.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
Let me meet that. Hi, Tom.
Who's this now?
This is Lori.
Lori, whoa, boy, didn't we slide back into...
I know.
Slide into... Gonna... Don't you know who... You're an inch away from don't you know who I am.
A week until you agree to watch Vanderpump Rules, so...
What?
Yeah.
Say that again. First of all, just stop shuffling your phone. I can't hear you.
Oh, okay. Sorry. That's because I had you on speaker.
Okay. So what did you want me to do now?
Someone asked me to call in every week until you agree to watch Vanderpump Rules.
Who? Who would ask?
I don't know. Someone on Twitter.
What do you do whatever someone on Twitter says?
No, I don't.
Hey, call him every week until he watches Vanderpump Rules. I'm not watching. Now I'm not. Now you just made it so I'm not watching. I'll never watch. Watching Vanderpump Rules.
But I do have something for the topic.
What is... Look, you're not... You like Vanderpump Rules? Is your show?
Yeah, it's a good show. I mean, once you realize that everyone on the show is like a terrible person, you realize it's really fun to watch.
Uh-huh. Okay, look, I'm sure it's a blast. I'm sure every episode's like a party. It's you and your Vanderpump pals hanging out. What do they do? They argue about what?
Yeah, what? I mean, you know who's a fan of it, do you?
Wait, what's that?
Dudio's a big fan.
Good for him.
Pump Rules.
Good for him. I'm glad he's a big fan. You're a fan, Dudio's a fan. What about? Do you watch? Joe Pera? Have you watched that yet?
What?
Joe Pera.
I don't know what that is.
It's an actual funny show, is what it is. Not with Vanderpump Rules. Which, look, I'm sure Vanderpump Rules is the greatest show that's ever happened. I'm sure I'm missing out on a. It's like a party every night. You throw that on, and it's just you're welcoming your new pals into your home, Vanderpump family, right?
Well, you know, I mean, the season ended, so.
That's one of those.
Now my Mondays are pretty open.
That's one of those weird shows that. That's one of those weird shows that they're probably on like season 47 of it. They do like 9 seasons a year, right?
I think it's on its 6th season.
Look, I'm not watching the thing out of principle now because you tried to bully me into watching it. And I have there's a no bully stance here. I'm not going to get bullied into watching some Vanderpump Rules show.
I am easily influenced, apparently.
All right.
By tweets.
Okay. Well, who's tweeting it even at you? What do you just do dares on Twitter now?
No.
So what do you have for the topic, Lori, my friend Lori?
Okay, well, for one thing, I was thinking about the time Joe Man Philly asked me to be his Jello girl.
Uh-huh.
And I said no. But then I realized that, you know, if I had that to do over again, I would probably still say no.
So you didn't even, you don't have an actual do-over thing. You're going to go
back
to
the... I do.
Because look, he asked me to be
this
Jell-O girl. He's asked me 10 times. He's like, hey, Tom, you'll be a Jell-O girl for me.
Did you think about it? I mean... About doing that?
No, I wasn't gonna do it.
Okay. Well,
I'm gonna be there selling Jell-O shots in the parking lot? Some EDM fest?
Oh. Yeah, he didn't come down to Moogfest.
He didn't come down for what now?
Moogfest.
Well, he didn't come down for Moogfest. Yeah, I would bet that the Jell-O shots maybe don't sell like wildfire at Moog Fest.
I don't know. I saw a girl hugging a lamppost. I was like, oh, are you getting your stretches in? And she was like, no, I just got this lamppost and need a hug.
Those are not Jell-O shots making people at Moog Fest.
Yeah, I guess maybe more.
It's not the Jell-O shot crowd.
Probably.
So what's a do-over thing that you do that you did wish for a do-over on?
Well, I went on a date with a couple of friends of Tom. The first day, you know, I went on 2 dates with this guy, and then I ghosted him, and I feel really bad about it. And I would do that over again. But then I got, you know, karma got a kiss for me because I wound up getting ghosted by the second time I ever went on a date with a friend of Dom. So, you know.
Suddenly the ghost becomes the ghosted.
I know. I was like, oh, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel good. Yeah, so I would, you know, not ghost that person.
Well, there you go. That's a nice one. That's nice. And look, I'm sure this person's listening right now and that they're feeling like, okay, well, I appreciate you saying you ghosted me and I now I know what happened.
He was very sweet. Well, I was going through some stuff then, too.
There's
so.
No judgment
yeah,
on this.
I wasn't really
There's
ready
no
to
judgment.
Date then.
I'm not putting no judgment on this. Don't worry. Yeah. You don't have to explain it. You did it. You wish you did it, handled it differently. And so be it. There you go.
Yeah.
Onward and upward, I say.
Yes.
Onward and... So who's your favorite Vanderpump character now? Who's your favorite?
I gotta say James Kennedy. DJ James Kennedy. I mean, he's also like a terrible person, but he's very entertaining.
And look, fine. I'll watch Vanderpump Rules. Will you stop talking about it if I watch it?
You brought it up again, but yes, please.
Yeah, then I'll definitely watch it if you'll stop... Again,
I have
stop
suggestions
forcing
for
me to watch
episode.
This thing.
You should watch. I have like a list.
Yeah, well, the list better have one episode on it because that's the best you can do.
Okay, I'll pare one it episode. Down.
Pare the list down to one. Let me name some characters. You tell me who your favorite Vanderpump characters are. Lala Kent.
She's okay. I mean, she's actually grown on me with the last season, but, she's problematic in her own way, but she, I like her.
Tom Sandoval.
I guess he's okay. I mean, I don't hate him.
What about Jax?
Oh, he's the worst. He's the absolute worst. There's a recent episode where he almost drowned and no one cared.
Well, that sounds horrifying. No one cared? Was this the Phil Collins song?
Like, even the lifeguard was like, is this guy serious?
And well, if
like,
I saw...
Save me if you All want. Right.
If I saw Jax Teller drowning, I would not lend a hand. All right. What's the one episode I should watch? One.
So there's this one episode where Kristen does, like, stand-up comedy. Oh, not stand-up comedy, sketch comedy.
Sketch comedy.
And,
Kristen Doot.
Yes, I like her. Actually, she might be my favorite.
Okay, let me write that down. Kristen Doot. Does improv.
I think it's Doughty.
Okay.
I'll
watch the
wrong,
episode
though.
Where Kristen Doot does improv.
Yeah.
And what's that one called?
I think it's in season 5.
Season 5.
Do you want me to look up the episode number?
I'll find it.
Okay. You know, I think Studio can hook you up.
Hook me up? What is he? Has the inside track on this thing?
Yeah. Well, he can probably track down the episode for you.
I'll find the episode. But look, there's this show now called Joe Pera Talks With You.
Okay.
It's the funniest show on television. And look, if you're not interested in that, that's fine. If you're not interested...
I promise. I'll check it out on demand.
You watch the episodes that aired this week, episodes 5 and 6 of season 1. They're 15, they're 10 minutes long each.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. I'm telling you. This guy's the funniest.
I bet he's funnier than Kristen.
Kristen Doot?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right, Lori. Congratulations.
You have
on
a good
everything.
Night.
All the best to you and everybody in Vanderpump. What? Okay, goodbye. Best Show, hi.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Josh calling from Cleveland.
Josh from Cleveland. Josh, I'm here by myself. Dudio and Pat and Mike are going to get ice cream.
It was very kind of you to offer that to them.
Yeah, thank you. I think I get a thanks out of this, right? Mike's giving me a look like he's doing me a favor by going to eat ice cream. God bless him. I love all three of them. I love them. So what's up tonight, Chief, out in Cleveland? What's going on? Is everybody sad? The Cavaliers?
Yeah, it's not looking too great. I think I didn't have the highest expectations for the series, but, yeah, it's not looking too well.
But look at what this guy did. Look what this LeBron James did. All the way to the finals again. You guys never were in this rarefied air.
Oh, no, I totally agree.
So when he splits, and I think he's going to split.
Yeah.
Nobody can be mad at him this time.
Not at all.
He gave you guys everything. He came back. So it was one of the most exciting things I ever saw.
I mean, it was the only time in my life I got to see the city I've lived in my whole life have a championship. So yeah. It was definitely enough for me.
And he's going to live there the rest of his life. He'll probably buy that team. When he's done with basketball. So what's going on? What else is up?
I was just calling with one for the topic.
Do over. What do you want to do over?
Okay, so in December, a friend and I went out to Pittsburgh to see the Mountain Goats, who are my all-time favorite band.
Yes.
And we got to Pittsburgh a little early. We went to a bar beforehand and had a few drinks. Mm-hmm. Nothing too crazy.
Okay.
Then went and got pizza before the show, and we met up with his friend, who also drove from Ohio for the show. And this is my first time meeting her. We hit it off pretty well. I thought it was going pretty nice and just having a good time, whatever. And then we went to the show after that and having fun, but I continued to drink, and between the bar and the venue, probably had somewhere around the ballpark of like 8 vodka sodas.
Okay.
And I think this is sounding like it's going to be worse than it is. I didn't realize how drunk I was getting, basically. And I don't remember the last, like, 4 songs the Mountain Goats played that night, okay. Which is a bummer. But I do remember, after the show, going to the bar to close out our tabs and turning to my friend's friend who I just met and slurring the words, we should go on a date sometime. It would be awesome.
Okay. And was this something, was this a secret wish of yours that now you were drunk enough to say out loud?
Yeah, but I was like the point where I was embarrassingly drunk and shouldn't have been asking any human being on a date at that point.
You're not exactly putting your best foot forward in that moment.
Oh, no, I'm sure my eyes were half closed.
We should go on a date. It would be super awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And who was this person who you were saying this to now?
A friend of a friend. It was my first night meeting her, and up until that point, like, the night had been going well, and we were getting along.
And was she horrified? Did you see a look of terror on her face?
She really was super nice about it and replied by saying, like, oh, yeah, well, I live, like, an hour away from you, so, and kind of just shrugged, and I responded by saying, right on.
Don't worry, I can drug drive over an hour. I'll do some drunk driving, and then we can go on a date. I'll get 8 vodka sodas, and it's we could go see Beach House. And, did you barf? You can tell me.
But I didn't even realize what had happened until the next morning. Like, I woke up and had that, like, oh, no moment and felt super embarrassed.
So you had that moment. You felt super embarrassed. You know what? You wish you could just... What would you have done differently? Not had 8 vodka sodas?
Yeah, maybe like 4. I think 4 would have been okay.
Yeah, because then you could have been cool, right?
Yeah.
You would have been cool.
I shot myself in the foot.
Yeah.
Do you know if Round Goats, did they do this year yet? Did I miss them doing this year? I don't feel so good. I wish I saw it. Did they do the song about the cuckoo clocks? I don't feel so good. I gotta lay down.
You look. You caught it. You know it. You blew it. Yeah. Now you don't do it again.
Exactly.
Tighten it up, Chief. Tighten it up.
Will do. Thanks, Tom.
Ask yourself, what would LeBron James do in a time like that? Right? Be cool for once.
He would pull it together.
Yeah, look, guy, is the guy, would it be hard to play with that guy? Yeah, it'd probably be the worst. But you know what? He's got a pack of bums surrounding him. You look, one bum is worse than the next. And he said, I'm taking this team all the way to the finals, and whatever happens, happens. I'm trying. And then that dunce, J.R. Smith. Oh, my God, that dunce.
People still like him, and I'll never... People in Cleveland like him, and I'll never understand that.
Well, he blew it for them. He just blew it. He just blew it for them.
He's just genuinely bad, but he's never a good shooter.
Look, and I'll say this. I was in Chicago when it happened, and I was trying to not find out the score of the game because I wanted to see if I could watch it somewhere or whatever. Figure some version out. I didn't want anybody to tell me. I had just done, I was there watching Hollywood Handbook do their live show in Chicago as part of the Onion Comedy Fest, right? And then I'm outside and there's a guy came by, a homeless guy asked for money. I was talking to some people, some nice people. And then, I gave him money, right? I gave him $5 and I just said, yeah, that'll cover the group. We're good here. $5, you know. And then he told me the end of the basketball game. He just said, yeah, you see the end of the game? J.R. Smith lost the game for the... I was like, oh, I just gave you $5. You just took... Oh, whatever. But he was okay. Whatever. More power to everybody. That's how it goes. You give a guy $5, he... ruins the basketball game that I'm trying to. What are you going to do? Right? Look, all the best to you and yours. And keep rocking and go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and party down with the statue of Jay Giles. Best show, hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Tim in Philadelphia.
Tim in Philadelphia. You sound very shady, Tim.
Sorry. You caught me by surprise. I was on hold for a little while.
I caught you by surprise. It's not like I jumped out of your closet and said, you're on the air.
I didn't try it.
Tim, you called me, buddy. You know what, though?
Here we go.
What's up?
Yeah, no, I had something for the topic.
What do you got? Now, I'm just going to say this. You're from Philadelphia. You're making me feel very suspicious because I know the guy in Philadelphia. Somebody gave me the guy's name. I'm not going to say it. I know the identity of the e-cig for legs guy. He lives in Philly. I know who you are. If you're him, oh, boy, I'm going to get you.
No, I can assure you.
All right, go ahead. Then go ahead. You have something for the topic. What do you got?
Yeah, so I grew up in Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
Point Pleasant, yeah. The Jersey Shore.
Yeah, right there.
Shore trash.
And I'm not sure if you were familiar with the McDonald's on Route 35 in Point Pleasant Beach.
I don't think I am.
No.
Tell me about the McDonald's on Route 35 in Point Pleasant Beach.
Yeah, so when it was first made, they put the drive-thru in at the McDonald's, and they put the drive-thru on the wrong side of the restaurant so that when you got the food, you had to pass it over the passenger seat.
It's the dumbest thing I ever heard. What is this, a Checkers?
No.
It sounds like a Checkers move.
Right? Yeah. So they had to, you had to pass it over the seat. So the people there realized that they had screwed it up. So then they started making people like walk your food out to you. And, then they said to themselves, I guess I could only imagine that they said, you know, this is a pretty stupid thing we're doing. So to correct that, what they did was they made this, food gondola, or this food like elevator, where they would load the food in and it would go to this like bridge that went over your vehicle and drop down into this little like booth where they would staff somebody to receive the food, and then you would that person would give you your food and you would pay that person in the little booth on the driver's side of the car.
It's a dumb, you know what they should have done? Just send the cars the opposite way.
Well, yeah, right? So
just repaint the arrows.
So, but there would be times where you'd be in the drive-thru and then the food elevator would malfunction. And it was, and then all of a sudden you'd be sitting there waiting for your food to go over the elevator to the elevator. And then all of a sudden it would get stuck and the food would sometimes rain on the person inside the little booth.
This is the dumbest. I cannot condemn this McDonald's more than this. I'm censuring them. The Best Show officially is censuring that McDonald's.
Well, I haven't been back there in a little while, so I think they actually redesigned the entire restaurant based on these constant screw ups and do overs. Yeah. And I'm not sure, but it might be fixed. I just thought that the architects of the restaurant, you know, could sort of empathize with your topic here on this.
Yeah, well, you're a little off point with this. You're doing a do-over thing for a McDonald's architect, not for yourself. But I get it. I think I get what you were going for. Were you trying to lull me into some sort of state with that story? And look, I found it very interesting. But it calmed. It was like an unboxing video or an ASMR video. What you just did, but with a call to the Best Show is what it was.
There was no e-cigarettes involved, right?
There was no what?
There was no e-cigarettes.
Well, now there is. You right? Technically just did it.
No!
Oh yeah, you know what though? You lived in Point Pleasant. You're shore trash. You don't know any better. You grew up on you and your family. You scavenged the dumpsters at night. You ate Nathan's French fries out of the cups and whatever funnel cake was getting thrown out. Daddy, I found it's a fried Twinkie, Daddy. Right?
That was us.
Grapes of trash. Fried Twinkies of wrath. In all seriousness, though, I went down to the Jersey Shore. I always felt a soft spot for the people who live down there year round, and the way the animals rolled in and just took over their town. What did that feel like as a young boy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember having, like, you know, the jobs up at the boardwalk at Jacobson. And we always used to kind of constantly, like, pull these pretty hardcore pranks on all the bennies coming down. So we actually, you know, tried to make some fun out of it.
Let me hear some of these hardcore pranks. What constitutes a hardcore prank?
Oh, no. Well, we would go into the boardwalk, me and my sister, and stick a dollar up through the cracks, and then watch them reach for it, and then pull the dollar back down.
Yeah, so this is like a paper moon situation. You guys are running hustles here.
Yeah, exactly.
While you were doing that, what was going on? Mom and Dad were breaking in their cars, right? You'd pretend to be on the beach. You wait till you watch them go in the ocean. You start rifling through their bags and their towel. You ever do that? You can admit it. Nobody knows who you are.
No. And then I did. I had a friend who worked in a pizza shop at the boardwalk, and he used to take quarters and stick them in the pizza oven until they got, like, glowing red, and he would flip them out on the boardwalk and just watch people pick them up.
That's the weirdest. That's terrible.
Yeah, I know.
Really? Yeah. Did that really happen?
Your friend
heated quarters up in the pizza oven. Let me tell you something. First of all, what's your name again?
Tim.
Tim. That's right. You were very shaky when you started. It was very suspicious. I'm going to say this. Where was this? So you tell me the thing about the McDonald's, it's built the wrong way, and they got the thing. Now you're giving me gold right now, Tim. You're giving me gold.
Yeah.
I feel like the leprechaun. Where's me gold? I just found me gold, right? You're giving me the good stuff now. You got your friends heating quarters up in the pizza oven and throwing them on the boardwalk. You watch one of these. And what's a Benny? Now, just explain a Benny for the listeners.
Oh, all right. Well, usually it's, you know, someone comes down from New York or North Jersey and, you know, just acts like an idiot and kind of just spends a lot of money and... I can't recall, like, what the actual, like, meaning of the term Benny. I don't know if it was, like, an acronym or if it was, like, someone that, like, you know, like, benefit.
Sure.
Like, we benefit from the Bennies coming down, spending their money.
And now tell me, what's the worst thing you ever did to an out-of-towner? You being a shore person who's living on funnel cake and fried Snickers bars and whatever you and the family could fish out of the Point Pleasant dumpsters at the end of the night. And it's good eating. I'm not saying it's bad eating. There's some good eating there, right? You probably got some Coors ice cream, right?
Yeah.
Right? Daddy, the ice cream machine's broken. They're giving away all the ice cream. We need to get over there. Load up. It's like a gold. It's like gold. You're just running down the boardwalk with your arms full of soft serve ice cream.
Yeah, the residue all around our mouth.
So what's the worst thing you ever did?
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, what is this? Like an interrogation here?
No, we're just having fun. Nobody knows who you are.
I feel like I'm like back in like the police station getting questioned on something I did.
Oh. Well, look, of course you didn't do it. But what?
Right.
But what were you being accused of? How about that?
Oh, okay. I don't even know where to start with this.
Give me the one you were hurt by the accusation the most, by those Point Pleasant fuzz. When they dragged you into that weird station built in the middle of the boardwalk.
Yeah, I've been in that station, all right.
Yeah, no kidding. I knew you were in there when they dragged you in there. What happened?
Oh, well, I mean, I made it into that station actually with something pretty uneventful. Like, we were kind of just trying to distract kids, like, you know, those kids from Staten Island that were playing the video games in the Jenkinson's arcades, just by, like, kind of, like, doing goofy stuff while they were driving in those car video games.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, I don't know where to start. I could probably take up the rest of the show with some stories here.
Give
but
me
I'm not
one.
Gonna
this guy,
do that.
I don't want you to take the rest of the show up, but give me one, though. You got to give me one. Give me one good one. And you didn't do this. Of course you didn't do this. But what were you accused of doing by the Point Pleasant Fuzz?
Oh, man.
Get lost. You're I can't believe you're taking my time like that. Best show, hi.
Oh, hey, Tom. How's it going?
Oh, great. This sounds like Dudio. How are you?
Good. Good. You got me, Dudio, and you got Mike.
How's it going, Tom?
It's going good, Mike. Mike and Pat
missing
there.
We're missing out.
How, you guys went and got ice cream?
Oh, it's a perfect, cool summer night. Oh, man, it's wonderful out here. Like, fresh air.
Well, good.
Thank you for this.
Of course. It's my pleasure.
Is it all right if we take the rest of the show off?
It is okay if you take the rest of the show off. Why don't you drive around? Wait, seriously, why don't you drive somewhere? Why don't you drive somewhere else?
Well, we were talking about going to H&H Club, H&H, after this.
Go to H where, in Bayonne?
Yeah.
You should go. I'm serious. Go. Go there. Go to H&H.
I don't have my ID.
Yeah, don't worry.
Jason forgot his ID. I'll vouch for you.
Yeah, nobody
Mike's
thinks
gonna
you're.
Vouch for him.
Yeah, don't worry. Nobody's going to think you're under 21, Dudio. You're fine.
I had cherry pistachio.
Okay, how
and
was
I had
it?
One too. It was delicious. It was delicious.
That's great. I'm glad.
Mike, what did you have? I had the Coffee Royale.
There you go. I love it. My three little men eating their ice cream.
Now, there's been some debate, because I remembered hearing you say that you wanted a big bottle of water.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. These guys didn't remember the big part, and they had,
I don't know if it was.
How big is big? They only sell the small ones here, so we're going to do a second stop to get you the big
water.
What
are we looking at in ounces here?
What?
What are we looking at in ounces here?
Just get me. When I say a big bottle, we'll figure it out.
How about two little ones?
Get off my phone. How about two little ones? It's spring for ice cream for these three clowns, and they're going to nickel and dime me on the bottle of water I ask for? Oh, there's no end. There's no end. No end. It don't stop. Best show, hi.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the best show.
How you doing? This is Roth from Maplewood.
Roth from Maplewood. What's up, Roth?
I was actually calling to talk about John Wick 3.
You want to talk about John Wick 3, the upcoming, the conclusion of the John Wick franchise coming next May.
Exactly. Did you hear Boban Marjanovic had just been cast as an assassin?
Oh, did I? Did I hear that an NBA player is going to be in John Wick? It's like, there was a point. This is where I'm at with this John Wick 3. John Wick 1 is a perfect movie. Everybody says John Wick 2 stinks. I like John Wick 2. I start seeing the pictures of John Wick 3, and I'm like, am I dreaming all of this? I saw a thing where Halle Berry's walking with two giant dogs, and then I hear that Boban, what's it? How do you say it again? Boban Marjanovic, an NBA player who plays for what now, the Milwaukee Bucks?
I think he's on the Clippers now. He was on the Spurs.
Oh, that's right. He got traded.
Yeah.
He's in it, and then I hear Jason Mantzoukas is in it, and I'm just like, am I dreaming all of this?
I know, it's a perfect world.
John Wick 3, you know who should be in John Wick 3 to push it over the top? Me.
Yeah.
Me in there, just like John Wick can stab me with a pencil, right? If I just come at him, like, whoo, stabs me with a pencil right in the throat. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Right in the throat. I can't wait.
You know, I got a thing about John Wick 1, actually, I wanted to bring up.
What do you have?
Do you think that, I think there's actually a really big hole at the beginning of that movie.
Let me get this first of all. On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you, where do you, how do you rank John Wick 1?
10.5.
10.5, that's correct. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rank John Wick Part 2?
10.3.
That's correct also. So, what's the plot hole you found in John Wick that there's a hotel where assassins only can stay? And
oh, no, this is like first scene.
Everyone pays in gold coins? Now, what's the plot? Let me hear this.
All right, so check this out. At the gas station, when he sees the Russian assassins, what is John Wick doing?
Oh, that is a good point, because it's New Jersey.
Right?
Like, what is he? Yeah, what's he? He's not pumping his own gas.
Right? What are those guys doing? I mean, I get it, those guys. They're not from New Jersey, but he's from New Jersey. He should know better.
Now, he doesn't pump his own gas.
Yeah. What is it, New York?
I'm thinking I'm pumping my own gas. I'm thinking, it's New Jersey. You sit in the car. Sit in the car like a civilized human. And I'll say this. You're from where? Maplewood?
Yeah.
07090, first of all. That's your zip code, right?
Oh, almost.
07094.
Mm. You were closer before.
07945.
Mm-mm.
07090.
Nope.
What is it?
07040.
07040, that's right.
Yeah.
I used to have to do zip codes for mailings in New Jersey, and I got to know
the zip codes very well. South Orange is 07079. Yeah.
We're not worried about South Orange right now.
Yeah.
So, John Wick 1. This is one of the best things about New Jersey. You get it. I get it. These other people don't get it around the rest of the country. New Jersey, you pull into a gas station, you don't lift a finger. The only finger you lift is to press that window, the thing, so the window goes down, and you just go, fill it up.
Yep.
And then they fill it up. And then you must ask yourself, oh, well, the gas in New Jersey must be so much more expensive than it is in New York. What would you say to that, my friend?
Wrong.
Wrong. That's correct. It's cheaper.
Yep.
And I'm sure we're subsidizing that with our tax dollars. And we're probably, when you add that in, we're probably paying $11 a gallon in some way or form. But your hands don't smell like gas. You go to the thing. You don't have to worry about setting your car on fire. You're not standing out there in the rain and the snow pumping the thing, trying to get the receipt to print that lowly receipt that comes out of the gas pump, right? That thin, tiny piece of paper rolls out. Is it done? We don't have to watch gas station TV. We sit in the car. We listen to our radios and we listen to the music we chose to play, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're like kings and queens in New Jersey. They don't get it, though. We get it.
We get it. They don't.
All right. You have a great night, my friend.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good guy. He gets it. Tell you one thing, if these guys don't bring me back a big bottle of water, it's going to be three openings for the show. Three openings. Best show, hi. Hello, hi.
Hi, this is Stacy from Asheville, North Carolina.
Stacy from Asheville, North Carolina. What's up, Stacy?
I have a story for the topic.
The do-over. What's a do-over you wish? First of all, Stacy, Asheville's cool, right?
Yeah, Asheville's cool.
So what's going on? How's your summer going? What do you have planned for the summer, Stacy?
I don't really have any big plans for the summer. Nothing I can think of. I'm going to Las Vegas, but for work, and in July, so I don't think that's actually going to be fun.
Okay. You never know, yeah. though. You never know.
That's true. We'll see.
You can have fun, and you can have a good time. You know what you should do in Las Vegas if you want to have fun, Stacey?
What's that?
You just go, and you get in your car. Are you going to have a car?
Probably, yeah.
You drive a half hour outside of Las Vegas, and you go to, like, the Red Rocks State Park. And I'm telling you, it's like being on another planet.
Yeah, that's what I did last time I went, and it was really fun.
But this is what you do this time. Drive in there. You put on some music. Put some spooky music. Not spooky. Just some spacey. Put some Can on, right? Do you like Can, the band
yes.
Can?
Definitely.
And you play some Can, you drive around and you listen to Can and you'll feel like you're riding a lunar lander.
That's what I'm going to do.
And then you go to a buffet. So what do you have for the topic, Stacey?
So my husband and I just went to Chicago to see some comedy at the Onion Festival.
Mm.
And we went to see Hollywood Handbook on Thursday night,
which was fantastic. Which show did you see?
We went to the early show at 7.
You went to the early show? Because guess who was at the late show?
Yeah, I can guess who because
me.
After... Yeah.
Did you see me? Did you see me hanging around?
I did. That is my do-over.
Oh, no. What happened?
I know. We were standing out in the lobby at Second City, and I was on my phone looking down, and my husband was standing behind me, and he said, "Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God." And I looked up, and you were walking across the lobby, and I just barely got out a hi. And you were very kind, and you said, "Hi, how are you?" Because I'm sure you've interacted with slobs like us all the time.
Well, first of all, you saw me there. What do you think? I'm not a slob. I'm a slob.
I was so embarrassed.
Oh, stop. I'm a slob. You're a slob. I'm a slob. Your husband, I'm assuming he's a slob also. Right? You should have just said, "What's up, slob?"
I know. I was so embarrassed. And I barely said it.
I just also wanted to say, I don't want that to be a thing, people to say to me, "What's up, slob?" We're nipping that one in the bud right now. That is not going to be a thing now. If anybody says to me, "What's up, slob?" If I'm a thing, I'm going to ignore you.
That's not your Hey Nong Man from Manzoukas?
No, it's not my Hey Nong. Look. God bless them. They figured a catchphrase out, and they made $1 million. They made a mint on a T-shirt that they took the
right.
They took the Gong Show logo. I love all those guys. I love Jason Mantzoukas. What's the other guy's name? Scott Aukerman. I like him. He's a nice guy. I met him many. Very nice guy. I've been on his show. Comedy Bang. He's a nice guy. And these are not my enemies. These are my friends. So
that said,
we're not. There ain't going to be no shirt that says "What's up, slob?" Because I'm going to say this Hollywood Handbook. I love it. I love those two guys. I love them. I love Sean and I love Hayes. They're two of my favorite people.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd think that they had a vengeance. They're making the merch. They're cranking out at that thing. The merch. I thought it was a Star Trek convention with the sheer volume of stuff. They got aprons. They got photos. They got t-shirts with the Kevin on them. Right?
Yeah.
They had like 50 things for sale at the table. And look, it would be fine if they weren't so, when it comes to charity, the black mark on the Hollywood Handbook ledger, the red mark, is the they're charitable. It is not a charitable show. It is not a charitable show, and it's sad. And in honor of their lack of charity, I'm going to donate $100 dollars to a charity tonight. I'm going to donate $100 to a charity that helps human trafficking is what I'm going to do. I'm going to find a good, if anybody knows a good a charity that fights human trafficking, does not, I'm not looking to support human trafficking, not looking to donate the other way, an anti-human trafficking charity, someone tell me a good one, I will donate $100 in honor of Hollywood Handbook's lack of charitable contributions.
I love it.
Did you have fun in Chicago?
I did. It's a really cool. I've never been there before. It's a really nice city.
It is nice. I like it a lot. We took a boat ride, the Chicago Architectural Boat Tour.
Oh, I did that too.
You did? Did you like it?
I did. Yeah, it was nice.
Did you like when there was a huge building that said Trump on it and then the guy clearly wasn't mentioning it when you go past? Like, yeah. The guy's trying to just be like, and of course over here is a building, it's a Trump building, it's a blah, blah, blah. Like, trying to just breeze past the building.
Yeah.
It takes 5 minutes to get past.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was fun, though. It was a nice way to see that part of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, Stacey, I'm glad I said hi to you, at least, and that you aren't moaning about me being terrible to you.
No, you were very nice, yeah. And in fact, you were so nice, my husband was like, we should go back and try again.
You should have.
I was too embarrassed.
You had the one chance to say it. What's up, slob? But nobody's saying that anymore. Nobody says, what's up, slob? I catch anybody say, yeah. What's up, slob? You're out. You could have said it. All right. You have a great night.
Thanks, Tom. You too.
Bye. Nice people. Nice people all around. Everybody's nice. Nice. It's a nice night. Wonder where these guys are. Are they actually out going? Are they going to H&H? The bar in Bayonne? I hope they are. I hope they deserve it. These guys, what do they actually do? I'm thinking about it. Man, I deserve it. Best show. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Welcome to the Best Show. To whom am I speaking?
Hi, Tom. This is Sean in Chicago.
Sean in Chicago. What's up, Sean?
Not too much. I had a story for the topic.
The do-over. What's a do-over you wish you could do, Sean?
Yes. So I had a situation where I was coming home one night back to my apartment, and I live in, like, a pretty quiet neighborhood, so not a whole lot really goes on. And I had a weird situation where when I was at my front door, this guy who was driving by, he just, like, slowed down in his car and, like, leaned out and shouted, "You have horrible glutes," at me. And it was so strange. I think he may have said the S word. I think he said, like, "Your glutes look like..." Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I was just so confused. It was such a weird thing to say.
Yes, that's a confusing thing.
Yeah, and then he just drove off, and I tried to, like, flip him off while he was driving away, but I don't think he saw me. So I kind of wish I had some kind of response to that, but I don't even really know what it would have been.
If something's that weird, it's hard to come up with a response to that. Something that weird,
Yeah. You're
not ready for that. You're walking into your home and somebody yells out, "Your glutes look like bleep," right?
Right.
It's weird.
Right. Yeah. It was late at night. It's like you're already kind of like, you know, late at night in the city. It's like someone's shouting something at you. That's already kind of a red flag.
First of all, you're in Chicago, so that means odds are you're drunk, right? You're drunk.
Right.
You're staggering back in, bombed out of your gourd.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't know if I had been drinking that night.
Let's just assume you were.
Okay, sure.
You know why? Because it's Chicago. So... Yeah. And look, it's a great city. Did you go to any of the things, the comedy things?
I did. I was at the Onion show.
Now, how
actually,
was that?
It was great. It was a great show. I said hi to you very briefly after it.
Oh, that's
very quickly. Yeah.
Was I nice?
You were nice. Yes,
of course.
You were nice. I was very shy though, so I think I kind of like ducked in and ducked out.
I'm always saying this. I want people to know. Just say hi if I'm anywhere. It's a compliment. Nobody knows anything about it, who I am. Somebody says hi, that's nice. I don't want you to yell at me. When am I yelling at people? You think I'm going to be on the radio? No, you might punch me in the nose. And I'm not going to start yelling at someone.
No. Yeah, not. You wouldn't do that to somebody in real life, like when you're seeing somebody face to face.
No, it's because I am what is known as a telephone tough guy. I talk a big game when we're not face to face, and then when we're face to face, I fold like a cheap lawn chair.
But it was great. No, the show was wonderful. It was really, really great.
Did you hear when the guy in the audience, I was taking questions and a Q&A, and one guy, I took a question from somebody a couple seats over from someone who
and
had
he whined. And he was whining.
Literally went, "Oh," and I was like, "What? You actually audibly went, oh."
It was so loud. He said he did it so loudly, and it was just like, "Oh, geez."
Yeah, it was fun though. It was fun. It was great to see all those people. It's a great city, and it was a great time, and all the Onion people were funny and fantastic and interesting.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, it's like those Q&As, like, it can be a roll of the dice sometimes, like, with the audience, like, when the audience starts asking questions, sometimes it can be. But people had really good questions.
No, people were on point with it. So how would you have done this over, this glutes thing? In your mind, what would you do? You'd yell the perfect thing back at him?
Yeah, or so just anything other than nothing. Like, I was just kind of like, I was just so confused in the moment that I just didn't, I couldn't parse anything that really would have been, but just something, anything in the moment.
What would you be out? Kick rocks, right?
yeah. Get bent or something.
Yeah. Something like that. That's all fair. Yeah. All right. Well, look, buddy. I'm glad you had a good time. I'm glad we said hi even for a second in Chicago, and I'll be back soon.
That's great. Sounds good.
You have a grand evening.
You too.
Beshow, hi.
Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hello, hi. Hi, this is Christopher in Brooklyn.
Christopher in Brooklyn. What's up, Christopher?
I have one for the topic.
What do you got?
I was on a podcast game show, and I lost.
A podcast game show? No, look, there's one of those, I think. Is it a show done by my friend Joe Firestone?
No.
What? What podcast game show is it then?
It was Ask Me Another.
What? What's that?
Ophira Eisenberg does it in the Bell House.
Okay, good. I don't know what that is. I don't know. I know Dr. Game Show. That's it.
Well, that's a great show. I love that show.
Yeah, no kidding. So what is this? So you were on it? You were live at the Bell House on stage?
Yeah.
And you ate in front of everybody?
Yeah.
And did they laugh at you?
Well, here's the thing. Is the guy who was up against me, when he won, he turns to me as we're walking off the stage, and
he says to me,
"I knew I would win.
I knew I would win."
Yeah, like just whispered to me as we walked up.
Let me just say something. Pat just walked in. That's what I was talking about. Thank you, Pat. I'm okay, thank you. Should I get two small bottles? What about two small bottles? You're in great. What about two small bottles of water? Yeah, why not just get some faucet water while you're at it? Right? Or why don't you just scoop toilet water in a cup? I'll drink that. Ugh. I heard, Mike, I heard you with that. What about two small bottles of water? This guy's looking for a shortcut. Yeah, taking shortcuts on me. Yeah, I want the big bottle, Mike. I want the big bottle. What about two small bottles? Hey, why don't you just scoop some toilet water out? Right? Why don't you fill a big bottle to a small bottle with toilet water? I'll drink that. Ah, you got your ice cream. You got your right now. You got your ice cream. You forget about me. The second you got that ice cream down, who's Tom? I'm revoking your ice cream privileges for 1 week. Wait, that doesn't mean anything. For 1 week? Yeah. Was it good? What flavor did you get? That does sound good. Yeah, sounds good. And the other two fellas got some cherry pistachio. Sounds good. I can't have it anymore. Too rich for my blood. Too rich. My doctor said I have one thing ice cream, I'll keel over. Don't let that give you any ideas. I don't want you to slip some ice cream in my mouth. Watch me croak. No. But I'm glad. Seriously, I'm glad, Mike. You earned it. A fun night out. Look, I'm sorry you had to go with the other two guys. If there was any way I could have arranged for the three of you to go to three separate ice cream places, I would have done it. Maybe that's what I'll do next time. Three Ubers will pull up, and the three of you will go to the same ice cream place, but you don't have to see each other until you're in it. Is there a caller on the line?
Still here.
Oh, you scared me. Now, what were you talking about again?
A podcast game show.
Oh, yeah. So he said, I knew I would win.
Yeah.
And how do you wish, if you had that moment to do over again, what would you like to do in that moment?
I would just like to say to him,
you want to
it's
zing
just
him?
A podcast game show, man.
Yeah. Let's handle it. You be the guy, I'll be you in that moment. We're walking off the stage.
Okay.
Boy, that was fun up there, huh?
I knew I would win.
It's just a podcast game, bitch. Bye-bye. I hung up on the guy to give the guy the impression of what it would have been like. How's that ice cream do to you? Really good. Nice fun surprise for the night. Yeah. Fun surprise. Glad you earned it. You all earned it. Wouldn't kill you to think of a fun surprise for me now and again, but... Bless you. Bless you. You know. I wish I could have ice cream. If you had it to do all over again, right? What size bottle of water would you have brought me? Mike? Three 16 ounces. Just couldn't follow. You just can't follow. Just can't go along with the one big bottle. Pat gets it, though. Hey, Pat, when they were trying to figure out a way to maneuver around the very simple request of one big bottle of water, how mad were you getting on a scale of 1 to 10? Yeah, of course they didn't. Once they heard that money slap into your palm, they didn't hear nothing else from me. That ice cream money. I tell you. They heard the ice cream money slap into your palm. Then I was through ancient history. Might as well be a ghost at that point. Talking Aldi tonight. All the savings and deals at Aldi. This is Ernie, host of Aldi Talk. Everyone loves Aldi, the number one grocery store in the world, filled with all sorts of surprises. Let's talk about what's going on at Aldi and the deals you could get. Just so you know, over at Aldi, they've got a special on Black Angus top sirloin steak. How much? You're gonna have to go to the store to check the price on that. See price in store. If you're also in the market for some Black Angus, they've got a Black Angus cube steak. How much? You're gonna have to see the price in store. See price in store. Do you like fish? You should know that Aldi has a fresh tilapia fillet deal. You're probably wondering how much per pound? See price in store. You're gonna have to go to the store to find out how. And just remember, Aldi fish is certified fresh, never frozen. How about produce? Cantaloupe is in stock at Aldi. Fresh cantaloupe. How much? See price in store. You're going to have to go to the store to find out the price. It's the whole point of Aldi. This is Aldi Talk. My name is Ernie. I want to also tell you that there are pomegranates in stock at Aldi right now, because not everything is in stock at Aldi. That's how it works. Things come in stock and then they go back out of stock. The pomegranates are in stock now. How much? See price in store. Do you like beer? Well, let me tell you all about Aldi's Beer of the Month. Each month we feature special beers at everyday low prices over at Aldi. And when I say we, I mean they. I am a fan of Aldi hosting this show, Aldi Talk. I am not a paid employee of Aldi. You need to check in at your Aldi to see what's brewing each and every month. The beer this month, Kinru Blue Belgian White Ale. That's a special beer of the month over at Aldi. And how much is a six-pack of the Kinru Blue Belgian White Ale? See price in store. You're going to have to go to the store to find out what that price is. Now, you know, Aldi sells plenty of different things. They've got things for babies, which is a very, very important part of Aldi. Now, these things are not always in stock, because the things go in stock at Aldi, and then they go back out just as quickly as they come in. So there's no guarantee anything's going to be in there. But what is in stock right now at Aldi, they have diapers, of course. Little Journey diapers, size 2, in stock now, a pack of that, a 42-count pack. In stock. How much? See price in store. You're going to have to go to the store to find out how much. very exciting new addition to your pantry. These Stonemill salt-free seasonings. These are high-quality seasonings, four different styles. They are in stock now, and you can get them at your local Aldi. And if you want to know how much they are, you're going to have to go to the store. See price in store. This is Aldi Talk, and we are reviewing the different things in stock at your local Aldi. This is Ernie, host of Aldi Talk. Let's see what else is in stock now over at Aldi. They do have traditional plain whole milk Greek yogurt by the Friendly Farms Corporation in a 32-ounce container. It's in stock now at Aldi. You can find it in the cooler section. And if you want to know how much that is, you're going to have to go to the store. See price in store. That's just how it works at Aldi. You got to see the price in store for that. It is Aldi Talk. Now let's get into soda. Let's talk about how much soda. Anybody out there? I could seriously use some help. There's a tiger in here. Please. Help me. I'm trying not to move. No sudden moves. Help. If anybody's hearing this, a tiger blocking the door. Oh. Oh, what was that? That's weird. Breathing's getting strange. I don't know if he's getting mad. He's looking at me. Help. Help. Seriously. If you're out there and you're hearing this, he's calming down a little bit. Oh! Oh! Help! 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 Please. 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 Shut up, it's Rex. We are in hour 11 of the Shut Up-a-Thon 2018. Trying to raise money to save Nunzio's sub shop, a good sub shop that caught on fire a few weeks ago. The number 201-332-3484. I like Nunzio's subs, and it's one of my favorite sub shops. Hey, what's your call screen? What's your name again? This guy doesn't even know his own name. It's unbelievable. You knew. What's your name? Claude. Claude? Who's even named Claude anymore? This guy comes in here. He's filling in for the other call screen. I can't even remember that guy's name. There's Claude. Claude's here. Well, Claude, his number's 201-332-3484. We're here. We're trying to raise money to get Nunzio's back in business since the fire, which was a very suspicious fire, by the way. Very suspicious fire. Any calls here, Claude? Line one. All right, you're on. Oh, shut up.
I want to talk about this weasel tried to put avocado on my sub. He tried to charge me extra for it.
Hold on. First of all, what's your name? You don't call if you just start yelling at me with this.
What? My name's Ed.
Ed. What's that, short for Edward?
Short for Edward, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, so what kind of sub shop is this?
I don't know what kind of sub shop.
So you go in a sub shop, you don't even know what it is. You go in there, you're going to eat their food, but you don't even know what kind of sub shop it is?
I just want a sandwich, and they're forward thinking in there, and his weasel tried to put avocado on my sub sandwich.
Look, I don't doubt the guy's not a weasel. I don't doubt that for a second, but what do you do going in a place you don't even know what it is?
I'm hungry. I want my sandwich.
Did you see a sign? It says food. You walk in?
Yeah. At lunchtime, I do.
Yeah, well, you don't seem very smart. The guy at the thing had every right to tell you to get out, and I'm telling you, shut up.
Shut up.
Who's this guy? Claude, what kind of guy is that? No accountability for the place. So right now, let's go to the tote board and see how much we've raised to bring Nunzio's back. Let's go to the tote board. And the total is nothing. No one's giving any money to bring Nunzio's back. It's one of the few good sub shops in town. It's gone. All right. Welcome to our Shut Up. Who's this?
Hey, this is Anthony.
Anthony, what's going on?
I heard about Nunzio's, and I'm really, really upset about it. I'd like to donate $3.
You want to donate $3 for Nunzio's?
Yeah, that's what it takes to bring Nunzio's back. I'll give $3.
Yeah, well, it takes more than $3 to bring it back. But look, it's a start. The way these cheapskates are working, I've been on the air for 11 hours, I get $3? So what was your favorite sub at Nunzio's?
I really like the Fire Eater.
The what?
The Fire Eater.
The Fire Heater?
Eater.
The Fire Eater. What was on that?
It was buffalo chicken and jalapeno.
Yeah, what are you trying to give yourself, diarrhea?
Oh, I did.
Well, that's sick. Well, why would you order that?
Hey, it's my favorite sandwich. I like a little burn.
It makes you sick. You're weird. You know, you order a sandwich like that, it's stupid. Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up! Shut up!
Claude left. Great.
I yelled at him too much. I guess that's the way it is with these kids. You yell at him and they walk out. I guess nobody just likes to get yelled at indiscriminately by someone who's not making any sense. I guess that's how it works these days. You can't just yell at anybody about anything at any time for no reason. They get mad. They walk away. Claude, who's good? Is this a line one? You're on.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nunzio's is great, but what about Carmine's?
What about Carmine's?
Yeah.
You mean Carmine's where they toast the bread, whether you like it or not?
It's good. It's like garlic bread on a sandwich. What's the problem?
It's garlic bread on a sandwich. If I wanted garlic bread, I'd get garlic bread. That's the problem. Get this thing. It's crumbling in my hands. It's falling apart. You think I mean the house had burned down?
It's not a problem. It's an improvement.
It's an improvement. You're not an improvement for this. And the only thing I can say to you is, shut up.
Shut up! Shut!
You have no right to take me.
Shut up! Will you shut up? Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Guy talks about the toast. The toast is never an improvement. It's the bread stale. It's the only reason you toast. And if I find out the bread's stale, I'm definitely not eating that. Yeah, so then, I mean, if you're at a thing and you're sitting in that audience and you're lucky enough to have tickets to see King Crimson in concert, that's a privilege. They're not coming back anytime soon. But then you do that, you take the opportunity in a quiet moment to go, "Vramp." That just bums me out to no end. Best show, 201-332-3484 is the number here. We're going to wrap the show up. I'm just looking at Twitter now, and I'm seeing a picture of my three boys at the ice cream place. See Mike eating the ice cream. Looks like he's having a grand time. See Pat looks like he's the mayor of this place. Where was this place? I'm not plugging this place. They didn't give you free ice cream. They could give free ice cream next time, then they get all the plugs they want. So they cough up the free cones, man. No plugs. Right, Mike? No plugs. Yeah, Chicago was great. Very nice city. I would like to know about there's a human trafficking charity. Let me know one. I'll donate $100 in honor of Hollywood Handbook's lack of charitability. Is charitability a word, Mike? No, I didn't think so. I was testing you. Saw Deadpool 2 yesterday. Went to the theater. 11:30 show at Deadpool 2. I don't know what does that mean if you go see the thing and I'm kind of like, I think I might have liked Deadpool 2. Kinda. I don't know. Maybe. I laughed a few times. I didn't laugh in the first one. I'll say it's definitely better than the first Deadpool.
I laughed a few times. I don't know, man. Is that me? Am I taste going down the toilet? I don't even know what I laughed at. I laughed at a thing when he was Deadpool standing on a marquee after he parachutes down, and then it says puppet show, noon. I laughed at that. I don't know if that was a joke. I don't know anymore. I kind of enjoyed watching it, but it also felt not like it was not good at the same time. I'm excited that they finally confirmed that, yes, the Todd Phillips Joker movie is still in production. That's a thrill. Boy, oh boy, I can't wait till finally Todd Phillips throws his hat in the superhero ring. That'll be great. Great moment when I worked with Todd Phillips' associate, and he said to me, something along the lines of, because I had written a script and me and my friend had written a screenplay, and then this person was like, I gotta ask you, how do you write these women characters like that? How do you write the women Well, it's very simple. We don't write them any differently than the male characters. We just make them funny. Just like the other characters. Try to give everybody funny things to say. It's kind of weird how that works. You don't give all the guys just the jokes and then make the women shrill scolds. Funny how it works. You give the funny things for everybody to say, then everybody has funny things to say. Weird, right? Who could have thunk it? But it'll be great that Todd Phillips finally can bring the nuance he brought to Due Date to the Joker. Finally, the deft touch that brought the world Hangover 3 will be dealing with one of the, if not the, most overrated character in all of fiction, the Joker. You know, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? It's a sick world. Right, Mike? What are you? You're in an ice cream coma. Can't talk to you. This guy's out there licking his chops. Look, get ice cream. Don't make a. You gotta rub it in my face. Sure, I could have gotten some ice cream too, but I could do that. The doctor said I'm DOA if I eat ice cream, and yeah. Do I like that? No, I don't. Do I wish I could have had a cup of the old cold stuff the way you guys did? Sure, would have been nice. But I can't. Can't have the ice cream no more. I gotta tighten it up, they said. They said this is it. One taste ice cream, you're out. I'm trying to just get better at some things. I'm trying to get a little healthier. I ate like an animal in Chicago. Try to improve yourself, and that's sometimes that's all you can ask of yourself. Say, I'm not happy with where I'm at right now. And then you realize you've been there for a while, a little longer than you might have liked. And then you say to yourself, I'd like to get better though. I'd like to make some changes. I'd like to be a good person. And you say to yourself, you know what? I'd like to be the best version of myself. And what would that mean? You know what it means? I gotta stop eating stupid stuff now. I need too much stupid stuff. Maybe I gotta sleep more. Can't get by on these 4-hour sleep nights anymore. That don't work. Cause you know why I gotta be there? Cause I got work to do, baby. I gotta get to the top of the ladder. I'm watching these guys pass me by. I'm watching Scott Rogowski. I'm eating that guy's dust. I love him. He's lapping me. He's lapped me 10 times already. That can't stand. Right? No. Because look, I go to Chicago. I see what's out there in the comedy world. These are the best and the brightest. They're all doing it. But you know what? I'm right there with them. Why am I the one pulling up the wagon train here? I gotta do it. I gotta do it, guys. This is it. You know what the best show is. We already showed them what we could do with this. They can't touch this. There's more hours of this and more greatness with this. This is a lifetime's worth of work. There's no taking this back. It's time to figure out what's next, baby. That's what we gotta figure out next. Right, Mike? We gotta figure out what's next. And when we figure out what's next, then we move. Then we go. Then it is time to take that step forward and tell everybody, we are here. It's the best show. Suck it! And now, we end the best show the way we always end it. Rocky into fireworks into Xanadu. Best show. Maybe back next week. Might take the week off. We'll figure it out. Bye.
About combat. I'm literally thinking about fighting for my life. I put myself in a state right before I'm going to work out. I chalk it up. If I'm about to get an intense workout in, I really feel like I'm about to do battle. I get my head in place and then I go.
A new hole, and this one's really something.
One thing for Peyton, the first guy you kiss can't be Papa John, okay? And listen, this is a big moment. First of all, I have no idea why Papa John's on the field. Shame on the NFL for having him on the field. But if you're Peyton, man, you have enough money. The first guy you kiss can't be Papa John, okay? It can't be. And if I see that as a commercial, I'll throw up. Enough. You make enough money. The first guy you kiss can't be Papa John after the game. One thing for Peyton. Peyton, the first guy you kiss can't be Papa John. Okay.
of prey, bird of prey, flying high, flying high in the summer sky. Bird of prey, bird of prey, flying high, flying high, gently pass on by. Bird of prey, bird of prey, flying high, flying high, am I going to die?
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So first question, right off the bat, saw it on Twitter yesterday. We shoot Clerks 3 in May, hit somebody shoot September through Christmas. In February, doing Moose Jaws, but after that, I Smell a Rat. Mall Rat sequel, yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was the first time I said it. Yeah. That's what we're working on.
And so how far along is it in production, or is it just in early stages?
It's half a script right now, and
oh, wow.
And we're pulling our loot together. I mean, we've got, you know, up until the beginning of 2016, so it feels like in, you know, by the time we get to May 2016, we're going to be shooting.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Tom Sharpley, who was the host of the program The Best Show on WFMU. People who are nostalgic for that show, we have a little clip.
Hey, how's that? It's the time, yes?
Yeah.
Are we on?
We're good.
We're good. Well, I didn't ask you. I'm good. You know I'm good. Let's just get this nightmare underway or over with. Where are we at? Under or over? Whose hair is this on the board? What, did somebody bring a dog in here? Somebody shedding? The Shaggy DA in here? Best show.
And what made it a phenomenon? I'm not sure that clip convinced me.
Do you wanna have fun? 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 How's about a few fun?
Oh, wow.
Fun, laugh, good time.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Fun, laugh, good time. Fun, laugh, good time.
Not quite my tempo. Here we go. Not quite my tempo. It's all good. No worries. Here we go. 5, 6, 7.
Mike in Floral Park. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike, I'm shocked you didn't bring your Yankee wool cap. It was cold.
I don't own a Yankee wool cap. Sorry.
Come on. You don't?
No, I don't wear caps, so I don't wear hats. But that's
okay. I remember in 76 you had one on.
No, you don't remember that, Mike, because I did not. I don't wear one. Sorry. So, you know, you probably, you weren't there in 76, so what are you talking about?
Hey, Mike, I have a question about Murphy. You've got to admit, what this guy's doing in the playoffs is everything a guy like Rick Nash can't do. And by the way, Mickey Mantle...
What does Rick Nash have to do with Daniel Murphy? I mean, come on now.
But would you admit that Mickey Mantle was one of the most overrated players during the regular season?
Mike,
but he wasn't in the playoffs.
Mike. You know what, Mike? I think you've called too much. I think, you know, for a while, let's take a rest. Okay? I think you've called too much. Now you're just calling to try and bait me into something stupid. So, why don't you take a rest? Joe in Massapequa Park, what's up, Joe?
Hey, Mike.
Mike can take a rest for a while.
How are you, Mike?
What's happening?
Come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? The sky for you and I.
Didn't take much to slip her in gear and let out the clutch, but the beautiful bench where we performed our feats has been replaced by two bucket seats. And a brake lever, gear shift, and armrest between me and the girl I love best, which is sensible and safer, perhaps, two people restrained by safety straps. But if safety were all that people thought of, then who would ever fall in love?
Boy, that's true, isn't it?
Good luck.
Tell them you came and saw and looked into my eyes and saw the shadows of the guard receding. Thoughts in time and out of season. The hitchhiker stood by the side of the road and leveled his thumb in the calm calculus of reason. Then a car passes. Why does my mind circle around you? Why do planets wonder what it would be like to be you? All your soft, wild promises were words, birds endlessly in flight.